Essay 66, Main Reasons Why There Cannot Be a Higgs Boson. 1. The theory contains numerous adjustable parameters, about 19 to 26. Some variations of it have over 100 adjustable parameters. So it is a meaningless curve-fitting exercise which makes a complete nonsense out of Baconian physics. Real theories of physics contain no adjustable parameters, or at the most two or three. This alone is enough to reject the CERN claims as nonsense. This has been known for many years. 2. The UN sector symmetry of the theory is well known to be complete nonsense. It relies on a nonsense concept, the massless photon. Deflection of light by gravitation shows that the photon is not massless. This has been known for many years. 3. The arbitrary Gupta-Bleuler condition is used to remove two photon polarizations. This is again arbitrary and nonsensical. This has been known for many years. 4. The Lorentz transform of the 4 vector corresponding to a massless photon does not lead to the SU2 group, a basic contradiction because the theory starts with the SU2 group. It leads to the unphysical, that is, nonsensical, E2 group of rotations plus translations confined to a plane, two dimensions. This is the so-called two-dimensional Euclidean group. This contradicts the fact that the theory is four-dimensional special relativity. This again has been known for many years. 5. The massless photon leads to fatal flaws in canonical quantization of the potential four vector because the massless photon allows only two polarizations out of four. This has been known for almost 100 years. 6. The Broca equation of the photon with mass is not invariant under U1 gauge transformation. This has been known since the mid-30s. The Lorentz condition of the U1 theory is entirely arbitrary and meaningless, and this has been known for well over a century. 8. The inverse Faraday effect observed in 1964 is not U1 gauge invariant because the conjugate product of nonlinear optics is not U1 gauge invariant. This has led to well-developed O3 invariant electrodynamics by many scholars. The development of O3 electrodynamics and EC theory refutes U1 gauge invariance in many ways. Proponents of a U1 sector do not take scholarly note of these refutations, known since the 50s. 9. These well-known flaws in the U1 sector are carried through into the electroweak theory, in which appears new adjustable parameters. The electroweak theory does not predict anything. It follows the data in an elaborate way, using the multiply flawed U1 sector. In the electroweak theory, electromagnetic potential is expressed as a sum involving two new massive bosons. These are claimed arbitrarily to be elementary particles. The addition of strong field theory compounds these flaws and elevates them into fantasy. The idea of a massless photon obviously contradicts experiment, like deflection by gravitation. If the photon were massless, it would not be deflected. Yet it is clearly known to be deflected. 11. The theory claims to produce the Higgs boson, but does not include the gravitational sector. It is still a theory of special relativity, and one which is deeply self-contradictory. 12. The Klein-Gordon equation is internally self-contradictory. There are good reasons to conclude that there are no massive spin particles in nature. The Higgs boson is claimed to be one of these particles. 13. The UN sector symmetry is refuted comprehensively by the anti-symmetry laws of ECE theory from UFT 131 onwards. The proponents of a Higgs boson continue to ignore all these refutations, by now published in refereed journals as usual and rigorously checked by computer algebra and by several leading scholars. 14. The fundamentals of particle physics theory are refuted comprehensively and completely in UFT 158 and following. As soon as the massive photon is used, the fundamentals fall apart dramatically. So the Higgs boson cannot exist because the particle theory on which it relies is a complete shambles. The R sub theory of ECE theory has begun to repair the mess left by the 20th century. 15. The Einsteinian general relativity has been refuted in many ways in the later papers of ECE theory. This means that an entirely new approach to relativity has had to be forged. The Higgs boson, even if it existed, would be wholly incompatible with this present-day reality. 16. The photon mass has been estimated quite straightforwardly in recent UFT papers. To claim a zero photon mass is subjective and entirely unscientific. There is much other evidence for non-zero photon mass. The Higgs boson does not explain mass in any way. Quantum electrodynamics and quantum chromodynamics rely also on zero photon mass and amount to a hugely elaborate curve-fitting exercise. They are not precise theories as claimed. These facts are buried in a mass, excuse the pun, of obscurity. 18. String theory, claimed to supplant the standard model, is not a Baconian theory. It contains hundreds of dimensions, and some of its metrics have been refuted comprehensively in the UFT papers, notably UFT 120, and in criticisms of the Einstein field equation, as UFT 301. All of these clear refutations are ignored by the Higgs crowd. 19. The Dirac equation has been refuted and replaced by the ECE fermion equation. The Higgs type theory relies heavily on the Dirac equation. 20. The standard pseudophysics is a mixture of flawed concepts based on a deeply flawed Einsteinian theory and a deeply flawed UN theory. It is an almost insane waste of money. 21. ECE theory has been accepted to unprecedented international acclaim and is the first generally covariant unified field theory. It does not attempt to claim miracles with God particles and does not use theology. It seeks to educate, not obfuscate, and costs the taxpayer almost nothing. 22. Disturbingly, it has been known for years that the basic ideas of Higgs theory were worked out by others such as Goldstone and contemporaries of Higgs. The latter played a minor role in the then new theory, early and mid-60s. He appears to be a latter-day idol of the cave. 23. The discovery, in inverted commas, of the non-existent Higgs boson is therefore reduces science to cynical rubbish. If the energy of the mythical boson were really known, why was it looked for with LEP? Which failed entirely to find it, and at that point the curtain should have been pulled down on the farce. The standard model does not precisely predict anything because of the huge number of adjustables. Any event at CERN can be claimed to be anything at all with so many adjustable parameters. The data can be explained in many other ways. I suspect that the Higgs boson had to be discovered at all costs, and yet more billions demanded of bankrupt countries and foolish politicians who know no science at all. The hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of scientists who follow ECE theory, our own contemporary invisible college, reject the deception completely and demand that science funding be used for science. Deception in physics. The great majority of scientists have rejected the claims that the Higgs boson has been discovered. Such claims are easily refuted, as just described. It is being arranged that a Nobel Prize should be given for a curve-fitting exercise with, say, 19 to 26 adjustable parameters, or as many as you like. The AIAS following knows clearly that this process is power politics as usual. So as the intellectual leader of the great majority of scientists who reject CERN, the followers of AIAS, I have repudiated the Nobel Prize because it is predictably given to people who did not infer the boson and who did not discover it. I call on the entire Invisible College to repudiate the prize and to repudiate these blatantly false claims. In fact, to repudiate the entire system, which they are doing. No credence should be given to false claims and no false authority accepted in science. Higgs did not infer this boson. I suggest that people read the original literature and should not be given a Higgs should not be given a Nobel Prize. Neither should CERN or anyone who predicts something by adjusting 19 to 26 parameters. It is possible to predict anything at all with 19 to 26 adjustable parameters. There are thousands more worthy candidates for a Nobel Prize. But the Nobel Prize seems not to mean very much now. A massive spinless particle cannot exist at all because it is based on a flawed, self-contradictory Klein-Gordon equation. The false prophets never go into the basics, or if they do, they cover them up. I can make this clear in papers that will refute the claim at CERN. However, I have already refuted it in a large number of refereed papers since 1992 because the U1 sector is at CERN is riddled with errors discussed many times by many honest scientists. It is completely meaningless nonsense. Covering up all these errors is scientific fraud that benefits no one and degrades the intellect. It is like totalitarian propaganda or a bad advert for soap powder. It should offend honest people. So a group of self-seekers has made all of standard physics a meaningless subject, and no reputable scientist can accept the noise coming out of CERN. The Nobel Prize process itself has been devalued to meaninglessness. It can be purchased for a few billion dollars and a few dollars more. If particle physicists can award themselves Nobel Prizes, then so can anyone else, but that would be childish nonsense. If these self-seekers try to offend real scientists by attacking them personally, then they will be felons as well as quacks. The European Convention on Human Rights protects innocent people from being corrupted by nonsense. It protects free speech and the right to human dignity. I pointed this out to Prime Minister Cameron 2 years ago. His congratulation of a meaningless Nobel Prize is also politics as usual. This is what a politician does, ignores the inconvenient truth. I do not like being ignored when I tell the truth. And we'll be glad to see the back of this very weak Prime Minister.